Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. We're bringing you them today. We have a fantastic guest. He's one of the top quarterback prospects of this upcoming draft class. If you're not familiar with him, he's a dual threat. He was one of the top players in the MIAA. And like I said, this kid brings a lot of to the table in terms of versatility. And I can't wait to kind of dive into how he became the quarterback that we currently see at Central Missouri, and that's Garrett Fouguette, the standout. He's kind enough to join us. Garrett, we appreciate you sharing your time with us. Holidays are over, and most of these guys are kind of getting ready for, going off the facilities to train, but you had the bad luck of getting hurt in the fourth quarter of your last game. You had surgery on your knee, but you're doing fine. But, I mean, after it happened, I mean, what was your initial thought? I mean, were you just kind of just hands over your head saying, how could this happen?
Yeah, well, I think the most frustrating part was when I got hurt, we actually stayed in one more play, threw a touchdown, and we went up 31-28 in the playoffs. And then after that, we didn't score anymore, and I kind of thought, you let your team down getting hurt and ended our season like that. And so it's kind of all those emotions going at once. But you take a week off and you kind of look back and see all the great things that you got to do in college and the great career I had and how blessed I really was to be in the situation. And then move on from there and, had surgery and it went really well. So now I'm just looking forward to get back to be able to get healthy and pursue my dream.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, you arrive at Central Missouri. I mean, what were you recruited at coming out of high school? Because I know you're almost like a running back, and then you became a dual threat, super great quarterback. I mean, talk about what you were doing in high school and what Central Missouri originally wanted you on, through the recruiting process.
Right. Well, in high school, I grew really late. So I was probably weighed 170 pounds, maybe my senior year of high school. And, I really was probably as a junior, I was probably more of an athlete playing quarterback than a quarterback that was a good athlete. And so after my junior year, we struggled. We weren't very good, and I just was, an all right player. But I kind of decided I wanted to play college football, so I worked really hard that summer and kind of transformed myself into more of a quarterback that was a good athlete, not just an athlete back there running around throwing the ball. And so – I didn't get a lot of the big looks. I got some walk-on offers at some bigger schools, but not much. And I just really didn't want to walk on somewhere. And kind of fell in love with Central Missouri on my visit and the coaching staff there. And they talked to me about kind of changing their offense. And when I got there, were throwing the ball about 50 times a game. But they were going to more of a they were looking for more athletic quarterbacks, kind of going to a zone read, but also that throwing offense as well. And I love the coaches there, and that's kind of how I got there.
And then the rest is history. Every guy has the confidence. Every guy has that, like you said, a dream that, to reach the National Football League. I mean, when does it kind of sink in that reality can become fruition? Do you have a big game against some big teams? I mean, do your coaches say, hey, Garrett, we like what you see. If you keep doing this, you're going to go far. Do you have scouts? I mean, when do you kind of get the idea like, hey, I'm doing this on the collegiate level, and what I'm doing is probably getting noticed by the guys at the next level. When does that kind of sink in that that the two can connect?
Yeah, obviously you always want to be confident, and I always have been. And being under-recruited out of high school, it's kind of like, kind of puts a chip on your shoulder. So I definitely had that. And then going into college, I redshirted and then sat behind upperclassmen for 2 years. And I went out to San Diego, actually, before my first year starting, and worked with George Whitfield for a while, and worked with him with like 15 other college quarterbacks a lot that are in this upcoming draft class, Josh Dobbs, Patrick Foles, a bunch of those, Dane Evans, some guys that were at bigger schools than I was and had been successful and I knew that some of those guys were probably going to end up getting drafted in the future. And I went out there and I competed with them. I felt like I did really well, and I felt like I was as good or better than anyone out there. That's kind of when I put in my mind that that was something that's going to be achievable and something I can really work towards. And then, yeah, I mean, I hadn't even started a game then, so I kind of used that to push myself and went from there and did what I could my junior and senior year. And
like I said, you definitely the work you did with George definitely paid off, because like I said, I mean, you're one of literally, and for, you know, we're not saying that lightly, but you're literally one of the top QB prospects of this upcoming draft pack, and I think that speaks volumes to kind of how you kind of put the dedication in. And from just what you've told us briefly, I mean, you know, basically from your junior year in high school, you kind of put the head down and started grinding with the goal in mind that, hey, you know, you're gonna play quarterback, and not only you're gonna play quarterback, but you're going to play quarterback at the most elite level that's possible, and that's the NFL. And that's today's guest, Garrett Fouguette, the standout Central Missouri QB, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, it's always free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be posting his College to Pro Players bio page. It'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards this next level. And again, there's versatility off the charts. Like, what, 2,600 yards passing, over 800 yards rushing, led the team in rushing TDs. And like I said, just a dual threat. We joked around about that dual threat prior to going live, but I mean, not many quarterbacks have the ability that you have in terms of, hey, when the pocket breaks down, you know, you can be an asset with your legs. I mean, what's it like knowing that, you know what, hey, the pocket's closing in, nobody's open, and you just basically just kind of destroy defense just by taking chunks with your legs out?
Yeah, it's definitely one of my strengths, and it just goes with making it hard for a defensive coordinator and for defenses to really stop you, because obviously you don't want to you're not looking to run every play, and you're not looking to do that, but when a play breaks down or something falls through or defense covers up your guys, which happens occasionally, it kind of puts the defense in a situation where they can never be right, or they have to do something extra to stop you with your legs, which is something that I was pretty successful at Central Missouri. And we tried to utilize rolling me out and doing some other things. And it's just, I think it makes it really hard for defense. And then it also gives your receiver some time when you're scrambling and stuff to make some big plays. We had a lot of plays, a lot of touchdowns this year on plays where I left the pocket and guys would just be heady players and get to space while I was on the run.
Nice. And is that the gamer in you? I mean, you know, I mean, is that kind of when the pocket breaks down? I mean, that's just like the, you know, eternal clock, the internal instincts just kind of take over, because, you know, what you kind of designed is obviously now out the window, and now you just kind of almost like a backyard football type thing. Just, I mean, is that the mindset of that?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better than throwing a perfect pass on a well-executed play where it's you hit that fifth step and ball comes out and it's perfect pass touchdown, but it's really fun when stuff like that happens, you know, when you, like you said, kind of backyard football, some guy gets flushed into your face, or they bring too many guys and you get to just, you know, be a playmaker, kind of how you fell in love with the game, just going out there being an athlete and making plays. And yeah, that's what it's all about, and that's what makes this game so fun.
Definitely, it's a great game, and guys like you make it fun to watch, especially with what you bring to the table. I ask all this of all the guys that come on the show. I mean, if you're in the film room with a couple scouts right now, you're breaking down some game tape, I mean, what do you think they're going to walk away happy about? I mean, and not, you know, not tooting your own horn, but, I mean, just common sense, if they're watching the film, they're going to be like, hey, Garrett, you know, we like this, we like that, we love what you do here. I mean, what do you think those positive traits are that they're going to kind of, you know, jot down in their notes?
Yeah, I think my arm strength's probably up there. I think I probably have one of the stronger arms in the country for college quarterbacks. And like you said, like we mentioned earlier, mobility, my ability to make every throw, whether it's in the pocket or on the run, I feel like I can do that at any level. And that's definitely something that makes that will correlate at the next level, making those big throws, those, you know, 15-yard, 20-yard outs, and making throws on the run and those back shoulder balls downfield and stuff like that. Those are the places where I really excel.
Nice. What's your favorite throw? I mean, that play comes into the huddle. I mean, what's that favorite call you get that you love making?
I'd say that those back shoulder fades were definitely my favorite this year. Probably get a lot of big plays on that, and with the what some of the receivers we had this year, you can throw the ball where it's unguardable. A good throw is unbeatable on that play, and that's a good feeling.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Once again, Garrett Fugette, the standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. For you, I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anyone that you kind of pattern yourself after that plays the quarterback position now?
I mean, there's some guys in the league I look up to, obviously. Like, I'd say Brady's probably my favorite quarterback, but you got to obviously respect what Aaron Rodgers does. But I'd say probably more similar to Rodgers than Brady with the mobility and stuff. But probably my closest similarity or comparison that I'd get is more of a Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Just with the way he makes his throws and his ability to get outside of the pocket and keep plays alive.
Nice. And I see different variables on the internet and stuff. I mean, what is your height weight right now?
I'm a little over 6'2". I'm about 200. I vary, but I'm usually over about 215 to 220 pounds.
Nice, nice. Feel comfortable right around there?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. Which is crazy when, like I say, coming into college at 170. But like I said, I was a pretty late bloomer, and kind of fell in love with the weight room, especially those first couple of years when I wasn't playing. A place where you could really be competitive, and actually ended up breaking like every strength record for quarterbacks at Central, which is kind of what I prided myself on before I got onto the field. I think I was probably my best playing weight was probably about 215.
Nice, nice. What are them power lifting numbers? What are the records right now?
Hank Lean was my best one, and I Hank Lean 335 three times, I think, which is like projected max, like 360 something. Then I squatted,
nice.
Squatted 500, and benched 340. So,
nice,
which
nice.
If you would have told me I would have done that in high school, I would have laughed at you.
Excellent stuff. That's hey man, that kind of shit, man. That's you're bringing the power, man. That's definitely some dedication to the weight room. Those are good notes for the bio page. Getting to the nooks and crannies behind what you just see, under center behind the ball, kind of going what makes Garrett Fugette the standout that you are. These next few months, obviously they didn't pan out the way you want. You probably had the mindset you'd be off training and just working on fine tuning the quarterback position. What, you probably got maybe about, 4 or 5 months before you kind of get going with no setbacks?
Yeah, I've got to talk to the doctors and take it week by week kind of, but so far I'm ahead of schedule already. And,
yeah.
So first thing is get my knee healthy, and then but I'm going to start, doing at least some throwing stuff in chairs or what I can do this next week because, I don't want to fall behind, but I think I should be able to start really getting into some training in a couple months, quarterback stuff, and I'll be doing stuff to keep sharp mentally and, kind of preparing yourself for that next level, that next jump.
Yeah, and yeah, it's right around the corner. Once again, Garrett Fugette, the standout here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft, Central Michigan All-Star, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Garrett, before we let you go, we always like to throw some lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of these?
Yep.
All right. Now, this is a question you guys like to answer the most. It's female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you for dinner?
Oh, man. Well, so my girlfriend always gives me trouble because we always watch Friends. And a young Jennifer Aniston was definitely up there on that list. But she's well, out of my league, first of all, but out of my age range as well. So, but we'll just say a young Jennifer Aniston.
Nice. Well, that's a top notch effort. That's a first round draft pick right there. Like, yeah. And for you, I mean, son, this is a big hit or miss question on the show. Sometimes schools have a ton of them. Sometimes they have none. Locker room nicknames. Did anybody in that Central Missouri locker room have a kind of off-the-wall nickname? And if they did, how'd they get it?
nickname for me or just in the locker room?
Yeah, you or a teammate.
Man, I mean, some may be inappropriate ones, but one of my good buddies, he's a running back. He came in, and he was about probably 5'10", probably 170, about my skinny kid. And after that first semester, gained a ton of weight. Spent a lot of time in the weight room, but also in the calf. And my roommate actually called him Chunk one time just in passing, like freshman year, and it stuck. And we still call him Chunk today, 5 years later. It's just one of those things that, you know, sticks to you.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It sticks, and that now he's. Now the poor guy's chunky, even though he's probably fit 99% fitter than probably anybody else out there. He's called Chunk.
Yeah, seriously.
That's great stuff. And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey of Illustrative Creations. He paints cleats, and we asked this on the show, if you got any cleat painted, what would you kind of, you know, what would be the thing that you'd want to see the design on your cleat?
Design on my cleat? I could touch my cleat?
Yeah, if you could paint them up.
Man, that's tough. I wouldn't say I'm very artistic. I don't know.
We've got a range. We've got a lot of grandmas and grandpas. We've got a Batman. We've got a couple cities. We got sharks. I'm trying to think of all the things we've had so far this year. Sharks, Batman, mom, grandparents, you know.
Yeah, I think maybe like Kansas City skyline and maybe, you know, like a family portrait or something. Remember while you're playing the game.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Hey, that's as good as any, my man. Well, hey, best of luck to you moving forward, man. God bless you with the rehab. I hope that goes, you know, straight away and goes perfect for you. But put it this way, you left a big impression on the collegiate landscape, and the Central Missouri fans are going to be sad not seeing you return as you go on to bigger and better things. But man, if you ever need us for anything, let us know. And with that said, my man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Had a great time. Appreciate it.
Yep. No problem. Once again, that is Garrett Fugget, the standout Central Missouri QB. And this kid is just a very mobile dual threat weapon. And I'm glad we had him on just to kind of, you know, get the backdrop on what, you know, how this kid became the quarterback he was. And great answers by him. I mean, you know, he went in such detail kind of talking about way back to his junior year where, you know what, he didn't just want to be a guy running around trying to throw a football. He wanted to be a guy that knew how to throw the football. And that kind of takes precedent of what he's done since then. I mean, he made a commitment to the position, and, you know, now he's one of the top, 10, 15 quarterbacks in this upcoming draft class, which I think speaks volumes. And obviously the knee injury, you know, that's unforeseen. You can't do anything about that. But, you know, in today's day and age, I mean, that's it's kind of like, you know, a broken pinky, and, you know, it just, you know, you rehab and you come back bigger and better. And I feel this is exactly what this young man's going to do as well. So again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. I can't wait to get his bio up so you guys can learn more about this young man at collegeyourpro.com. As always, a shout out to our guest, Garrett Fugget, the standout from Central Michigan, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a College to Pro.com exclusive.